Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I am so excited to talk about Ron Peluso, who's the artistic director of the History Theater. He is retiring after 27 of his years. Now, when the History Theater announced this, some people were surprised and others were not. In fact, he is to retire as artistic director effective on January 1st of 2023. Now, during his 27-year tenure, Peluso has been a champion of untold stories of Minnesotans from diverse communities and an unequivocal supporter of writers at all ages of their careers, whether they be emerging or well established. And he is joining us right now. How are you, Ron?
Well, I'm good, Sherilyn. Thank you.
What does it feel like to hear that being read back to you?
I was thinking, who wrote that? Our good PR team put that together, apparently.
That they did a good job, by the way. Okay, let's just jump right into this, because first of all, I was saddened to hear that this was going to be it for you after 27 years, that you are retiring as of January 1st of next year. But what shows would you say moved you to keep doing what you were doing? Because you have had such unique and unusual stories, and these stories are about Minnesotans.
Well, you know, Geraldine, you know, I knew you were going to ask something like that, but, you know, 27 years ago, the first thing I did, well, the first three commissions that I arranged for was Phil Jones telling the story of the Brotherhood, the union organizing of Pullman Porters here in St. Paul. Mm-hmm. And then the next one was Beth Gilliland's story about a St. Paul woman who joined the Union Army disguised as a man. Called Civil Ceremony. And then the last one was your brother, J.D. Steele. We'd collected stories from high school students around the Twin Cities, and he wrote this piece called Inner City Opera.
I remember it.
Oh, my goodness.
That's wonderful.
And, yeah, those are some of my fond memories just starting brand new, because I got the job in March of 95, and we had a season, you know, 10 months later. And so we threw these shows together really quickly, and it was exciting times in those days, for sure, to say the least.
Well, tell me who Ron Peluso was when you first became an artistic director of the History Theater.
Well, that's a interesting question. I finished my master's degree, MFA, in directing at the University of Minnesota. Awesome. And I talked Jack Ruhler into letting me work over at Mixed Blood. And he hired me as a stage manager. And I was horrible. I was just a terrible stage manager. Because I wanted to be a director. And those were two different mindsets, for sure. But Jack gave me a chance to direct at Mixed Blood and gave me my professional start over there. And I think, you know, essentially I took a lot of that Mixed Blood philosophy and brought it to History Theater.
That's amazing. I hope Jack is listening right now, but that really is amazing. Also, when they announced that you were retiring, it says that under Peluso's artistic leadership, History Theater has entertained audiences while bringing to light stories about people and events that celebrate Minnesota's history. Now, you talked about that for a moment already. However, has there ever been a piece that you wanted to do and the family said no?
You know, I don't think there's ever been a case like that. If there are family members around, we usually connect with them. And their first response is, well, this is really great. And then they get scared. And then they kind of watch maybe a rehearsal with their hands over their eyes and peeking through their fingers. And then eventually their hands go down and there's a big smile that happens. So the goal is always to honor the lives of the subjects that we have, for the most part. I mean, there's always the, story of Glenn Sheen, and there's, Alvin Creepy Carpus and Ma Barker and the gang that we talk about. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, we try to honor the lives of people who've made a difference in our cities and in our state and in our regions.
So true. There have been many theaters that are where the artistic directors are retiring. We've been noticing this for the last, year and a half, 2 years? And so I'm just curious to know, did you make the decision because you knew at this certain age you were going to retire? You had decided this with your family, with your wife, and you just said, hey, I'm going to retire by this particular age. Or did you just say, you know what, I think I'm done?
Well, I think there's been a lot of change going on in the theater world and in the country. But I am 71, and,
And you look good.
I still ride my bike and shoot a three-point shot from NBA land and sometimes make it. So I've got some time ahead of me, and it's important, I think, the last decade or two that I turn over the keys to another great artist, and they should take the History Theater in a direction that is good for the 21st century. So I'm content with it all.
And, well, I hope, sir, forgive me for interrupting you, but I really hope that you will celebrate this time that you're letting go, right? So are you having a big retirement party, or are you just kind of going quietly into that night?
So I think my board of directors and our staff aren't going to let me go quietly. So I think they've already got plans for me to show up at dinners and stuff. So, I don't know what the future actually brings for me, but right now I'm just busy trying to keep the ship floating during the craziness of COVID. And we had a near sold out show this afternoon, and we had two wonderful understudies jumping into the Runestone Rock musical that has one more week to go. Can we get there? It's the exact kind of stress that some younger person should have,
Well, I'm sure that they're going to make a great decision. In fact, the board of directors have established a search committee and will be engaging an outside search firm to assist in a national search for the next artistic director of the History Theater. My goodness, what a goal to reach. And I can imagine how challenging that could be. Are you going to weigh in at all? Are they going to sit down with you and go, okay, here's this one person and we like this person. Can you tell us what you're thinking about it? Or are you completely away from that whole idea of interfering?
Well, I think it's best that I stay out of the picture and let the board of directors, who are, I have to say, for 27 years I've had a wonderful group of community advocates, our board of directors, who've just been there so dedicated to the mission, and I think they understand the mission, and I think it's their responsibility to make the selection for the next AD. So I'll stick out of it. They may ask me my advice on occasion, and that's fine. But it's History Theater belongs to the community, and we have a good and diverse board, and we should be able to make a good decision.
Well, the theater is one of the country's most impressive new play development Holmes, bringing to full production new work by Jeffrey Hatcher, Melanie Marnick, Harrison David Rivers, Jessica Wong, and Kim Hines. And I mean, we could go on and on. And how many people, you know, kind of served under your tutelage and you helped bring those stories to light. So I just want to tell you, thank you so much for all that you've done. Thank you so much for all that you've done at the History Theater. There were stories told that many of us didn't know anything about, and you brought them to light. So I thank you for that. If there was a song that I would sing to you, it would be, "You raise me up so I can stand on mountains." And there are many of us that would agree with that song. So just know we love you. Oh my God, I can't believe January 1st is not far away. And we'll be talking about you a lot more even after January. So stay tuned. I'm not going to let you go that easy, okay?
But Darren, over the years, it's always been a treat to come on your show and talk about the new work that we're doing. And you've been a big fan and supporter, and you know, we love you back. So thank you for those lovely and kind words.
It's a pleasure, sir. Take care. Please take care.
All right. You take care. That's... Talk to you soon.
Okay. That is Ron Peluso. If you don't know him, you don't love him. If you don't know who he truly is, let me tell you, we do love him. And he has given an opportunity to so many of us that are actors. And I would not call myself an actor, but many people I know and love are. And he is retiring as of January 1st of 2023. Can't wait to see what route the History Theater will take next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.